first senator of the AA of the Washington Nationals, and first pitch is scheduled for 6:35 p.m. We thank you for attending tonight's game, and we hope that you enjoy your stay with us, right here at Prince George's Stadium.
Hi, I'm Bill Tide. I'm not in the spot. I'm Max Wagner, Sabian Gelsenberger.
Me is Roberto Mercado, manager of your Bay Sox.
Welcome to Prince George's Stadium.
We're now over the newly named Chesapeake Bay Sox. We have been a proud Orioles AA affiliate for more than 30 years. We look forward to another great season of Bay Sox baseball. We hope you enjoy watching the Orioles up tomorrow.
Today, enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game.
Enjoy the game.
Be sure to catch every Bay Sox game all season long on the Bay Sox Radio Network. Tune in on WNAV 1430 AM and 99.9 FM from around the city of Annapolis, or from anywhere in the world at baysox.com/listen.
Test, test.
Profiles, the local schools and deals. You don't want to miss a single issue of What's Up Annapolis.
What's Up Eastern Shore, What's Up Central Maryland, and What's Up Weddings. Subscribe today at whatsupmag.com/subscribe. Get all of the newest Chesapeake Bay Sox, Oyster Catchers, Congreos Fantasma, and Big Beef Gear at the Tackle Box, the Bay Sox team shop, located next to the main stadium gates. At the Tackle Box, you'll find new shirts and apparel, hats, women's items, gear for kids, game-worn jerseys, and so much more. Need to shop from home? Check out our full line of Bay Sox items online at baysox.com. Tonight's strikeout sponsor is Spelman Legal Services. Representing local condos and homeowners associations, Spelman Legal Services works the courtroom at the Bay Sox case command in the strike zone. With a repertoire of policy writing, litigation, covenants enforcement, and more, Spelman Legal Services is the law firm that associations call on to put them out of jams. When your association confronts a tough hitter and needs a big out, call Spelman Legal Services. Their motto is service, success, simple. Stolen bases and pitchers caught stealing are brought to you by On the Green, your leading local provider for lawn care service. Set up your free consultation at onthegreeninc.com. Plans that Diamond View Restaurant is open today. If you have a box or reserve ticket, you can head on up for food and a great seat in the Diamond View Restaurant, located on the suite level behind Old Blaine. And speaking of food and drink, there's so much this season to enjoy at Prince George's Stadium. Hungry? Grab a taco at our taco stop cart. Thirsty? Grab a slushie. Both non-alcoholic and alcoholic slushies are available. Be sure to satisfy that sweet tooth with a milkshake from the sweet shop. Enjoy our new offerings all year long at Prince George's Stadium. locally women-owned and operated business, Certapro is pleased to provide the best commercial and housekeeping in and around Annapolis. Let's head down to the stadium field where our MC, Mr. Evan Johnson, has tonight's ceremonial first pitch.
Thank you, Mark. Ladies and gentlemen, let's give it up for our captain. His name is Brad Kozakowski.
By your side, the process will be easy and convenient. Find your needs at certapro.com/Annapolis.
It is another gorgeous evening for baseball as the Senators have made their way to Bowie, Maryland for a series with the Chesapeake Bay Sox. Tonight, game 1 of 6 at Prince George's Stadium. Not a cloud in the sky, a little light breeze, weather that mirrors the weather that the Senators had all last week with the Altoona series at FNB Field. But this week they're hoping for different outcome than they had most of last week as they dropped 4 out of 6 to the Altoona Curve to fall 3 games behind the Curve in the standings with 12 games to go. The Senators begin play tonight 30-27 in the second half, 64-62 overall, while Chesapeake is 23-34 in the second half and 54-70 overall. Tonight on the mound for the Senators is left-hander Jake Bennett. He's loosening up down the left field line in the bullpen. And for the Chesapeake Bay Sox, it is right-hander Blake Money. And he is loosening up in the right field bullpen. Along with Frankie Bernowski, I'm Terry Byram. Kobe Martin back in the studio. And between the three of us, we'll bring you all the action tonight and this entire week through the game on Sunday afternoon. All three of us will be along for the ride. Well, we'll take our first break on the pregame show, and when we come back, we'll take a look at what's happening on the Ashley Home Store Major League scoreboard and the schedule and scores in the Eastern League. That's next on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Fourth in the center fielder, number 22, Carlos De La Cruz. Batting
batting fifth, the designated hitter number 15, Sam Brown. Batting sixth, the third baseman number 10, Keegan Wallace. Batting seventh, the right fielder number 20, Joe Naranjo. Batting eighth, the shortstop number 3, Seeker Kim. Batting ninth, the second baseman number 7, Kevin Mata. And starting on the mound for the Senators, left-handed pitcher number 40, Jake Bennett. That is the starting lineup of the Disney Harrisburg Senators, presented by Educational Systems Federal Credit Union.
Well, let's take a look at what's happening first in the Eastern League, where Altoona and Richmond are in the middle of the second inning at PNC Park in PNG Field, pardon me, in Altoona, People's Natural Gas. That game is scoreless going to the bottom of the second inning. The Flying Squirrels, with their big week last week, they have leaped Frog the Senators, and they begin play tonight 2.5 games behind the Altoona Curve. So it's back-to-back weeks where Altoona trying to fend off a team trying to catch them. Erie is at Portland in the second inning in Portland, and the Sea Dogs have a 2-0 lead. Binghamton is at Akron, that game coming up soon. New Hampshire is at Somerset at 6:35. Somerset beginning play tonight 1.5 game ahead of the Hartford Yard Goats and 2.5 ahead of the Portland Sea Dogs. And then Hartford is at home. They are hosting Reading. So Hartford needing a big week this week against the Reading Fighting Phils. In the major leagues, on the major league, Ashley Homestore Major League scoreboard coming up in just a few moments. Cade Cavalli makes the start for the Washington Nationals. They are hosting the Miami Marlins. Frankie and I will talk about what took place yesterday afternoon at Nats Park and the historic nature of it, and not just the historic nature, but guys that we both know. And so I think that makes it's one of those things that makes this job fun. The Mets and the Tigers are in Detroit. Nolan McLean, who is 3-0 in his first three starts in the big leagues and a .89 ERA, he has been incredible for the Mets, helping to right their ship. Meanwhile, the Dodgers are in Pittsburgh. Clayton Kershaw is 9-2 with a 3.06 ERA, and the Dodgers really need Kershaw to be healthy and good in about a month, maybe 5 weeks. The Guardians and the Red Sox are coming up at about 6:35, 6:40, and then the Blue Jays are in Cincinnati. The Mariners are in Tampa. The Angels are in Kansas City. The Braves are in Chicago to take on the Cubs. The White Sox are in Minnesota to play the Twins. The Twins, a pretty big disappointment this year at 62-75, and they really sold off. They had an estate sale at the trade deadline. The A's and the Cardinals in St. Louis. The A's are only 11 games under .500 after their abysmal stretch in late April into May. The Yankees and the Astros in Houston. Good pitching matchup tonight. Max Fried and Framber Valdez. The Giants are in Colorado to take on the Rockies. The Orioles, the Major League affiliate of the Bay Sox, they are in San Diego. And the Rangers are in Arizona taking on the Diamondbacks. Take another break and be back with the Zero Day Brewing starting lineups right here on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Homestore.
Third baseman number 6, Max Wagner. Batting 8, the second baseman number 5, Brandon
Butterworth. Batting out the left fielder, number 18, Doug Hodo. And starting on the mound for your Bay Sox, right-handed pitcher number 44, Blake Money. That is the Bay Sox starting lineup presented by Crystal Commercial Cleaning Services. Fans, please welcome to the stadium field Eastern League umpires for tonight's game. Working at first base is Mr. Jamal Allen. At third base is Yakuchi, Mr. Noku Yasuta. And behind the plate is Mr. Brian Laws.
Let's take a look at the starting lineups for tonight's ball game. First for the Senators, as they have a new catcher tonight, and he is batting second. We'll get to him in a second. Philip Glasser leads off in left field, and then K-Bear Ruiz is with the Senators on a major league rehab. He had been a concussion protocol. He's catching and batting second. Brandon Bossier hitting third and at first. Carlos De La Cruz batting fourth and at center field. Sam Brown hitting fifth, the DH. Batting sixth and at third base. Cade Wallace hitting seventh. And in right field, Joe Naranjo hitting eighth and at shortstop. Seaver King and batting ninth and at second base is Kevin Mate with Jake Bennett on the mound. For the Bay Sox, and there are a lot of new names. Austin Overn is leading off playing center field. Aaron Estrada batting second. He's the DH. Creed Willems hitting third, and he's catching. He's not a new name. Tomas Sosa batting fourth and in right field. Hitting fifth and at shortstop, Griff O'Farrell. Batting seventh and at first base, Ethan Anderson. Batting eighth and at third base, Max Wagner. Hitting eighth and at second base, Brandon Butterworth. And I'm sorry, but all I can think about is pancakes. And batting ninth and in left field is Douglas Hodo. And on the mound is Blake Money. And as an aside, my whole life I thought the syrup that my mom bought at the store was maple syrup. And then I moved to Pennsylvania and met the person that I'm married to. And she said, oh, no, that stuff's just concoctions. There's real maple syrup you can go buy. And now I don't know if I could ever have Log Cabin on my pancakes ever again, or Mrs. Buttersworth. I truly had no idea that that stuff wasn't actually maple syrup, but maple syrup is really good. It's better than the other stuff. Anyway, the Bay Sox are taking the field, and so that is just about it for the pregame show. The Bay Sox wearing their black alternate tops, orange lettering. The Senators wearing their Mayflies top, which is dark blue with the white and red lettering. So that's it for the pregame show. I'll be back. We'll be back, Frankie and I, on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Let's hear it from retired Army Bandsman Staff Sergeant Tom Anderson. Let's send it down to our man Evan, who's joined by a very special guest.
Baseball Station, I'm here with my friends Dan and Catherine, and they got one thing to say to get this game started.
Baseball on a Tuesday night from Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, Maryland. Maybe about 25 minutes to a half hour from the Chesapeake Bay. Well, maybe not quite that far, because about 20 minutes over to Annapolis, which is where the team stays when they play here in Bowie. With Frankie Vernowski, I'm Terry Byram. And Frankie, there's mathematics, there's reality. Reality is it's a pretty tall order for the Senators to get to the playoffs. So you sort of set that off to the side. There's 12 games left, and most of the pitchers could use a pretty good outing or two before the offseason to end this thing on a good note.
Yeah, pitchers and position players alike. Everyone, of course, wants to end the season on a good note, whether they may be Rule 5 draft eligible, coming later on at the end of the year, whether they might be looking for a promotion to start next season or whatever it may be. You just want to end on a good note. So, yes, postseason considerations aside, take it one day at a time and just try to put together one last stretch of good baseball.
The baseball had been fantastic, actually, until the last three games. I mean, they had been hitting on all cylinders, and it looked like they had the advantage, and then the wheels fell off.
A shocking weekend hosting the Curve, in which the Senators were outscored in the three losses by a total of 31-5, a stretch that had not been seen at all the entire season, regardless of how the Senators were playing in different points.
So Philip Glasser is striding into the home plate area. Blake Money is done with his warm-up tosses. And we are just about ready to go. Glasser is hitting .298. Six home runs, 40 runs driven in. Blake Money, the right-hander out on the mound. 12th round selection in 2023 out of LSU. He is into the full windup and delivers, and the first pitch is swung on and missed. And the count is 0-1, and it looks like we start at 6. I think it was maybe 6:35 when the pitch was thrown. It's 6:36 right now. 0-1. Infield straight up, really. Outfield more or less straight away as Money into the windup and delivers the 0-1, and it's a ground ball on the left side to third base. Wagner has it, throws on to first. And there is one out. That's how we start.
Batting second and joining us on Major League Rehab assignment from the Washington Nationals.
So now here is Kyber Ruiz, who was hitting .247 with the Nationals with two home runs and 25 RBIs in 68 games. He has been on the concussion protocol now for a while when he went on the injured list. Switch hitter batting left-handed. By the way, the game time temperature, it looks like 75 degrees, and our official start time was 6:36. First pitch to Ruiz, a fastball in for a strike, and it's 0-1.
Yeah, Ruiz being on the concussion protocol opened up a lot of playing time up until a couple of days ago for Drew Millis, and he made the most of it. He played well.
He has... As the 0-1 pitch is a check swing, but it's a strike, 0-2. First had the head contusion back on June 24th, then was activated on July 4th, and then put back on retroactive to July 6th. And this is his first time playing in nearly 2 months. The windup and the 0-2 pitch is cued off the end of the bat foul. Well, there is no timeline on the concussions. Mike Matheny lost his career as a catcher with just never fully recovered from the concussions.
It's hard to get the, depending on the severity, hard to get the proper time to let that all heal up when you're in the catcher's position.
0-2 is popped up behind the plate. Willems back throws away the mask, but this is out of play and ricocheting around. And it remains no balls and two strikes. So tonight's game time and temperature are presented by Jimmy Juice. When it's game time, it's Jimmy Juice time. Canned cocktails carbonated to perfection, dangerously good and available your next trip to F&B Field. Bright sunshine on the right side of the diamond. First baseman, second baseman, and right fielder in bright sunshine. Shadows are almost out to the mound as here we are in early September. Another 0-2. It's a breaking ball bounce slowly to second base. Butterworth charges, fields, and throws in time for the out, and there are two away, and here is Brandon Bossier. Lights are on, though. They won't be needed for a while tonight, but it definitely has felt like fall over the last week or so, 2 weeks.
Yeah, last week or so, it's actually gotten a little chilly in the evenings.
So two down. And Brandon Bossier to the plate. Blake Money, the right-hander, kicks and deals, and the pitch is high for a ball, and it's 1-0. Money was a teammate of Robert Hassel III in the Little League World Series in 13 and 14. I know that there are Little League World Series teams, as the 1-0 pitch, and that misses outside 2-0, that there have been more than one player on a roster reach the big leagues, but it's pretty rare.
And considering the odds, it's remarkable as it is that you have one that's made the major leagues and another that's here in Double A.
The 2-0 pitch is high, and it's 3-0. Money with the Bay Sox, 3-4 in six starts, and overall a 5.05 ERA. 51 and a third innings, 72 strikeouts, 19 walks. Definitely a strikeout pitcher. He's also allowed 9 home runs. The 3-0 low, ball 4, and here is Carlos De La Cruz. De La Cruz striding to the plate.
Batting fourth, the center
is hitting 223 with 12 home runs, 52 RBIs. He hit a three-run home run a week ago Saturday in the first inning in Erie, and he hasn't had a hit since. He is in a long, tough stretch after that three-run home run. So he bats with two outs. Top of the first inning, and the first pitch is a fastball in for a strike, and it's 0-1. No balls, one strike. Outfield again is straight away and fairly deep all the way around. The 0-1 is a tapper back towards the mound. Down to pick it up is Money. Throws to first, and the ball gets away from Anderson at first base. And safe is De La Cruz, and now they're calling him out.
Wow.
He was tagged, and now they're calling him out. That's terrible. He didn't make any movement to go to second base. It doesn't look like there's any argument, although Delano DeShields will talk to the home plate umpire, Brian Laws, about this. It looks like the half inning is over. Senators don't score. The Bay Sox coming up on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Walk in to see a physician and walk out with a whole new view of healthcare. Patient first can perform lab tests, take x-rays, and even provide your prescription drugs on site. For more information, go to patientfirst.com. Starting on the mound for the Senators, left-handed pitcher number 40, Jake Bennett. Off the Bay Sox in the bottom of the first inning, the center fielder number 7, Austin O'Byrne.
Bottom half of the first inning, we can we'll explain that play as best we understand it. As the first pitch from Jake Bennett to Austin Over, left-handed batter, is in for a strike. He is hitting 267, three home runs and seven RBIs in 20 games with Bowie. In high A, 242, eight home runs and 30 RBIs. He has stolen 57 bases this year. So not a guy you want to put on base, make him get on base, as the 0-1 is a breaking ball, low one ball, one strike. What we think happened is that De La Cruz got in the way of Willems trying to make the play get out to the ball, as the 1-1 is fouled off straight back, and it's one ball and two strikes.
This is based on how it's scored in the system. It was the home plate umpire that called De La Cruz out.
So one ball, and that's what it would be if the home plate umpire did it, especially if he did it right away. The windup, and here's the 1-2. Breaking ball, fouled off straight back off the net. And it remains 1-2. Glasser in left, De La Cruz in center, Naranjo in right. Bossier at first, Mades at second, King is at short, Wallace at third, Ruiz behind the plate. No score, bottom of the first inning at Prince George's Stadium. A windup, and the 1-2 is down and away. Two balls, two strikes. Roberto Mercado, the third base coach and manager for the Bay Sox, and over at first base is Calvin Christensen, the development coach. The windup and the 2-2, breaking ball misses high, and it's a full count to Over. A lot of speed, even with the turnover of the Bay Sox roster. A lot, they have 185 stolen bases and a lot of speed out of the new players. 3-2, swing and a miss. He went right after him with a fastball, and he got him, and there is one out.
Batting
second, the designated hitter number 14, Aaron Estrada. One out, and here is Aaron Estrada activated from the injured list, reinstated. Right-handed batter fouls the first pitch off out of play. In 18 games, he had five home runs and eight RBIs and was hitting .294 with the Bay Sox. And high A, 284, five home runs, 40 RBIs, and 30 stolen bases. The 0-1 is tapped foul into the Senators on deck circle, and the count is 0-2. Next week, Senators begin their final regular season homestand on Tuesday night against the Akron Rubber Ducks. Fireworks a week from Friday. 0-2. Left-hander kicks and deals, and the fastball's up and away, 1-2.
Fireworks Friday and Saturday.
And Saturday night, yes. A double dose of end of season. The fireworks shows are really good.
Yeah.
I hear that from everyone. The 1-2
oof,
just misses. Well, that's a pitch that if you're the guy on the mound, you want called the strike for a whole lot of reasons. Number one, it was a strike.
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah, that first and foremost.
And then number two, because it was a strike. And you make a perfect pitch, that you freeze the guy. Here's the 2-2, and that one is called strike three. Two outs on a Sherwin-Williams paint the corner called third strike. And look, if I'm Estrada, I'm a little upset about that call, but you got no reason to be upset because you got one on the call before, on the pitch before.
Yeah, both pitches were right at the knees. The one that was called a ball was also right over the inside corner. The one that was called a strike on our tracker was just off the inside corner. Same result.
Yes. Two outs, and here is Creed Willems in the first pitch. Misses away, one ball, no strikes. He's one of the three Bay Sox in the starting lineup that have been here most of the year.
A lot of power.
Yes. 15 home runs, 55 RBIs. The windup and the 1-0 pitch. That's high. Two balls and no strikes. With the way the shadows are right now and the lights and the time of the year, the ball looks really dull, and it's hard to see right now. Now, I'm sure it's not hard to see for them, but for us it is because of the shadows on the ground as the 2-0 misses up and away, 3-0. No bright sheen to the ball at all. Three balls and no strikes. Waiting on deck is Tomas Sosa. The 3-0 pitch, and that's outside ball four. And Jake Bennett not happy with himself after two strikeouts, a four-pitch walk.
I pitched him rather carefully. You'd have to think that Willems is the guy circled in the lineup of, I can't let this guy beat me. I'll deal with the rest of the lineup, but pitch carefully to Willems.
Tomas Sosa in high A. This is his double-A debut. Was hitting .222, six home runs, 31 RBIs in 47 games. And for what it's worth, during batting practice today, the video board that's in right center field, he hit two over it as the first pitch is a strike. So he has a lot of power, but according to his numbers, it doesn't translate a whole lot into the games. That doesn't mean it won't happen now. No balls and a strike against the big left-hander, and the 0-1 misses down and away, one ball, one strike.
And just 20 years old.
From the Dominican Republic, an international free agent signing on January 15th, 2022. 1-1, two down, bottom of the first inning. The 1-1 pitch, lashed foul out of play down the left field line, bounces around into the upper seating bowl. And a young lady, well, now a gentleman is beating her to the ball. Now I don't know what will happen. I guess he... Nobody's found it yet, I don't think. 1-2. The 1-2 pitch is bounced foul at the plate. Tonight's the kind of night that if you were sitting down the line in the upper seating bowl and you really wanted a foul ball, you have a pretty good shot gathering a few, not just one.
Not too much competition.
One ball and two strikes. Bennett, the left-hander, sets. Willems, the lead at first base. And the 1-2 misses with a fastball, 2-2. That was a good pitch and a better take, although I have a feeling that it was a take because of not expecting a fastball more so than the eye. Two balls, two strikes. Bennett ready out of the stretch, and the 2-2, and that is hit deep to right. And that one is gone. A hanging breaking ball. And in his first double-A at-bat, Tomas Sosa has hit a two-run home run. And the Bay Sox lead 2-0.
A shame for Bennett because the pitch prior was just about the perfect pitch. Very well could have been a called strike three just off or just on the outside corner. But as you called it, Terry, that was a hanger.
So here is Griff O'Farrell making his double-A debut as well. Right-handed batter in the first pitch misses in. One ball, no strikes. Well, just about every mistake the Senators have made early in games over the last eight has come back to bite them as the next delivery is hit high in the air to right. Ball hit hard, but Naranjo with room short of the track, and he makes the catch. Inning over after a couple of strikeouts. It's that four-pitch walk, and they just keep hurting the Senators. Two-out walks, and it turned into a two-run home run. We go to the second. 2-0 Chesapeake on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
But if we're being honest, official oat milk sounds so formal and transactional, when really, chosen significant other is what we prefer of minor league baseball.
Thank you.
top of the second inning is brought to you by Cintas, uniforms, first aid, fire protection, floor mats, and more. Get a free quote and info now at Cintas.com. Leading off for the Senators, the designated hitter number 15, Sam Brown.
Now the Senators in an eight-game funk right now where they haven't hit a whole lot of home runs and they have given up a bunch, and that is a bad combination. Blake Money out on the mound and Sam Brown standing in the second inning. 2-0 Chesapeake. And another half inning as the pitch first offering is low for a ball. It happened on Sunday. First two outs quickly and easily. A four-pitch walk and a two-run home run, and it just changed the complexion of the game. Sunday, it turned into an 8-0 shutout. See what the Senators can do tonight. Here's the 1-0, and it's hit high in the air, foul down the left field line.
Yeah, Terry, in the second half of the season now, the Senators have allowed the second most home runs in the Eastern League, and compare that with the fact they've hit the second fewest as a team in that time.
Yeah, that's, and given what their record is, it's pretty remarkable, actually. Here is the windup and the 1-1 to Brown, and it's a breaking ball in for a strike, and it's 1-2.
But so many of those were last week. Sends allowed 13 home runs to the curve last week, which is a ton.
In six games.
Right.
Brown asks for time and steps out of the batter's box. Money was teammates with Dylan Cruz and Paul Skeens while at LSU. Right-hander into the windup, and here is the 1-2 pitch. And it's a ground ball at the third baseman, Wagner, who backhands, throws high to first, and a tag applied on Brown, and there is one out. Terrific job by Anderson at first base to just tag the top of the helmet of Brown, and there is one away.
Quite the acrobatic play by Anderson, who really had to get up for that baseball. Quickly turn and apply the tag.
So one out, and here is Caden Wallace. He is up to 238, 10 home runs, 53 RBIs. He has been on a long tear. 3 weeks now, hitting about 470 over the last 18 games. Wind up in the first pitch, and that breaking ball is in for a strike, and it's 0-1. Delano DeShields, senior, is in the third base coach's box, and Oscar Salazar over at first. No balls and a strike. The windup and the 0-1. And that one is tapped foul back to the screen, 0-2. Folks still making their way into Prince George's Stadium. Carousel not going tonight. It's quiet. I think they need a break. I walked out there today, was looking at it, meant to count how many horses there are on it, how many of the, don't they call them rumble ponies, right?
That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
0-2. Money likes to use all the time. He winds, and the pitch is high and away. And he, along with several others, are the reason that the pitch clock is a good thing, because he might not throw. He just waits. Until there's about, he's been waiting until 3 seconds left before he starts. And here is the 1-2 pitch, and it's low and away, 2-2 to Caden Wallace. These two, pretty good shot. They faced one another once upon a time in college. Two balls and two strikes. The 2-2. Is lined down the right field line, headed towards the corner, foul. And it remains 2-2, though I don't know how the SEC is with baseball. There's enough teams that it's probably two different divisions. And I don't know if the divisions play against one another or who's in what division.
I have no idea.
I don't follow it that closely, clearly.
We got other baseball on.
Yeah, I have enough baseball to worry about what we do. Trying to follow other stuff. 2-2 is hit high in the air. Shallow center field. O'Farrell, the shortstop, backpedaling, waiting. Makes the catch. Two outs, and here is Joe Norano. Naranjo, left-handed batter, hitting .228, three home runs and 34 runs driven in. Joe has had a pretty good season for the Senators. He's had a couple of stretches where he has been hot and driven in plenty of runs, and the first pitch is high for a ball, 1-0. Plays good defense at first base and has been more than adequate in the outfield after having not done that.
Yeah.
The 1-0 pitch, and that's hit in the air to left field along the line. Hodo moving over into foul territory, and he makes the catch, and it's a quiet 1-2-3 inning. We go to the bottom of the second. It is 2-0 Bay Sox on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
All right, fans, please direct your attention to the video boards for tonight's Capital One What's in Your Wallet Shuffle. Keep your eyes on Capital One's Venture X card throughout the video and guess which Capital One wallet it's in at the end, and they're off. Shout out your guesses, and there it is. If you guessed the Capital One Venture X card was in wallet number one, you are correct. Capital One cardholders, take advantage of great cardholder benefits. Visit MLB.com/Capital One. The Boston Second Inning is brought to you by DCA Technologies. Send your team of office technology professionals ready to be your trusted advisor. Visit online at DCATechPartners.com.
Bottom half of the second inning with Frankie Vernowski. I'm Terry Byram. It is Ethan Anderson in 10 games with the Bay Sox, hitting .184. 70 games in high A, hit .257, three home runs, 42 RBIs, right-handed batter. And he takes outside for a ball, 1-0. Second inning of action on this gorgeous night in Bowie, Maryland. The 1-0 pitch is outside, and it's two balls and no strikes from Jake Bennett to Ethan Anderson. How about because of commercials? As soon as you hear the name Jake, you think State Farm, as the pitch is hit high in the air to right, into the corner and deep. Naranjo back out in front of the fence, and he makes the catch near the 309 sign, and there is one out. And isn't that the point, right?
Yes, it's worked, certainly.
Now, do you think of that and think, do you put those two together almost every time now?
I can't say just the name Jake.
Yeah, I just immediately think about that. Here's Max Wagner. Maybe that's not good.
Pavlovian of you.
It is Pavlovian. I guess that's what they want. Pitches in for a strike to Wagner, right-handed batter, hitting .228, five home runs, 26 RBIs. The 0-1 pitch sails high and wide, and it's 1-1. How about yesterday afternoon in Washington?
Yeah.
Andrew Alvarez, the first Nationals pitcher, is a fly ball to left, hit hard but not deep. Philip Glasser makes the catch, two down, and here is Brandon Butterworth. Andrew Alvarez became the first Nationals pitcher in his Major League debut to go five scoreless. And then C.J. Stubbs, who made his Major League debut, finished off that game. It was a shutout, and he became the first catcher, period, in his debut since 2019 to catch a shutout. First offering is a breaking ball strike, and it's 0-1.
And most importantly for the Nats, it snapped an eight-game skid.
Yeah, that is something that those two guys, no matter what happens in their career, that they'll always remember is the 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2. While I was on the golf course yesterday, I was texting with CJ after the game. He was pretty happy.
I'm sure he was, yeah. Got to be happy for CJ and for Andrew, but.
He was, CJ, just a terrific guy. So is Andrew. Andrew was here a couple of years ago. CJ was here earlier this season.
Yes.
The 0-2 pitch, swing and a miss. It's a three-pitch strikeout, and it is a PPL Electric Utilities energy efficient 1-2-3 inning. Visit savewithppl.com to learn how you can be energy efficient too. We go to the third, and it is 2-0 Bay Sox on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Top half of the third, 2-0 Bay Sox, and here is Frankie Bernowski.
Thanks, Terry. Right-hander Blake Money for his third inning against 8-9-1 in the Harrisburg order. First, that's right-hand batting Seaver King. And the pitch to him misses inside, a cutter or slider, and it's 1-0. Seaver in 69 games for the Senators is a .218 hitter with three home runs and 21 runs driven in. Holding the hands low in the right-handed box, the 1-0, a breaking ball that does get over the inside. A big curveball at 78, and it's 1-1. He's gotten that curveball over to both right and left-handed batters several times early in this ball game. Lots of top-to-bottom break as well as good side-to-side action. The 1-1 misses high out of the zone. At 86, it's 2-1. Just one base runner for the Senators so far through the first two innings. A two-out walk drawn on four pitches by Brandon Bossier in the first. Otherwise, lots of weak contact as the 2-1 is flared on a soft line foul, right side, just foul. A fastball that jammed him up and in and then twisted a yard or so foul just beyond the first base bag. It's 2-2.
Well, for what it's worth, Altoona has scored six runs with no outs in the third inning. And they still have runners on base against Richmond. So it's not just the Senators.
Runners on first and second still. The curve seemed poised to roll onto that postseason spot to take on the Erie Seawolves in the first round. 2-2. Chopped to short. Two hops for O'Farrell, who fields chest high and quickly transfers the ball over, makes the throw to first in time. One away. Here's Kevin Mate making his way to the right-handed box. Kevin in 80 games with the Senators this year. A .231 hitter, four home runs, 35 RBIs. Delino DeShields reworking the lineup a bit, having King and Mate 8-9 in the order to turn back over to Philip Glasser, who is on deck. Money into the windup deals. A ball that's cracked high in the air out to deep left field, chasing Hodo back to the warning track, and a step or so shy of the wall. He has room to make the catch. Two away. Fastball just in off the plate, thigh high, and Mata hit it well, missing it just a hair. 2-0 Bay Sox, top three. Nobody on and two outs. And here is Philip Glasser again for the second time. Philip bounced out to the third baseman, Wagner, his first time up. Took a ball on the outside the opposite way. Money from the first base side of the rubber steps into the windup and deals. A breaking ball that Glasser bunts foul at the plate. Nothing and one, a late square on a high slider. As the Sens still looking for that first hit. Glasser batting 298. Been hovering right above and right below that 300 mark the last few weeks. The 0-1. Cracked hard on the ground and through the right side of the infield into right center for a base hit. And there is the Senators' first hit. He hit that one well to the right of second baseman Butterworth. No play for him. The man at first and two outs for the Sens. Here's K-Bert Ruiz. Switch hitter batting left. He bounced out to second base his first time up, as Terry was explaining K-Bert's first time up, working his way back from concussion troubles that have been plaguing him the last few months. This is his first baseball action in just about two whole months. Money set in the stretch for just the second time today. He deals a swing and a miss on a high fastball at 91. Nothing and one. Ruiz, big part of the package return from the Dodgers a few years ago for Max Scherzer and Trey Turner. The 0-1. Misses off the low outside corner, a cutter at 85. Ball and a strike.
Yeah, a couple of guys not in the organization anymore. Geraldo Carrillo and Donovan Casey. And then Josiah Gray. Hopefully be ready by opening day next year.
Ball and a strike. The pitch taken at the knees for strike two. Fastball, 1-2.
That's really a piece nobody talks about much at this point with the Nationals.
I was going to say, Josiah Gray makes the world of a difference for the starting rotation, which needs help, the Nats. Man at first, two outs, 1-2, is popped up behind home plate. This one's out of play, and it's landing not too far from us, hitting off the concrete walkway and then bouncing up several rows. One fan elbows out a few others to get to that one in time. And holding 1-2.
He elbowed out a couple of Harveys. Big rabbits. A lot of Harveys here.
Another 1-2. Swing and a miss and a big curveball at 74 right over the middle. Strike three in the third out. First strikeout for Money. So nothing of the two-out hit. We head to the last of the third. It's the Bay Sox 2 and the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400 presented by Ashley Home Store.
Safe and for your safety.
Last of the third inning from Prince George's Stadium in Bowie, Maryland. Frankie Verdowski, Terry Bodrum with you. Kobe Martin holding down the fort back in the studio. Thanks for joining us, making us part of your Tuesday night. Chesapeake leading Harrisburg 2-0. Left-hander Jake Bennett for his third inning against 9-1-2 in the Chesapeake order. That starts with right-hand batting Doug Hodo in a wide stance in the box. He swings at the first pitch and fouls it in the air off to the right, 0-1. Hodo in his 104th game with the Bay Sox, he is a 213 hitter, 9 home runs, 31 RBIs. Another guy in this lineup you want to keep off base because of great speed. The 0-1. Misses low, a changeup tailing below the knees, a ball and a strike. Hodo, along with Creed Willems, Max Wagner, been here the whole season. Into the windup, the 1-1. Swinging a foul tip on a fastball up in the zone, 1-2. Bennett started the ball game with a couple of strikeouts before a walk and a two-run home run. And since the home run, he's retired the last four in a row. The 1-2, foul back into the right, into the sweet level, and holding 1-2, quickly fires back down. Fans here know how to play the caroms and ricochets. They read the foul balls well. Another 1-2, hit in the air out to right. Playable for Naranjo, who ranges back just a few strides and makes the hat-high catch. One away.
A lot of fans here are older, and they grew up watching Carl Yastrzemski play left field off the Green Monster, play it very well, or Jim Rice. And so they know how to play it off the pink upper part of the, it is, well, I guess it's supposed to be orange, not pink. It's just faded the metal bleachers with the backing. Because you're right, they do play it well.
Left hand batting Austin over and fouls the first pitch way down the line off to the left. 0-1. Overn struck out swinging his first time up. Number 30 prospect in the Orioles organization, according to MLB.com. Bennett steps into the windup, the 0-1. He squares to bunt, and he bunts through it, missing a fastball way up out of the zone, and now he's got himself in a hole, 0-2. 2-0 Bay Sox, bottom three. Bases empty, one out. I still wrote Bowie all over my book rather than Chesapeake. Still have not made that adjustment. Oh, 2. Taken high. 1-2. Fastball looked pretty good.
I think, and I'd have to check, that this is the place that I've done the most number of games on the road of any other place.
1-2 is hit on a line out to left. Charging hard is Glasser, but he has to play it on a hop. Coming in and to his right. It's the second Bay Sox hit of the evening, and now Chesapeake with a one-out base runner.
Pretty much, Overn is going to go at some point. He's 14 for 14 with Chesapeake and 43 for 50 in high A.
Yeah, all those stolen bases with the Bay Sox, this is only his 21st game here.
Yeah, that's, wow.
A one-on-one out. Here's right-handed batting Aaron Estrada. Pitch to him is a broken bat line drive that tails foul down the right field line. 0-1. That's an interesting way for the bat to break. It flew all the way out to Caden Wallace at third, a fastball that tailed just off the outside corner and must have hit the very end of the bat for it to break. It shattered somewhere in the middle of it. Barrel went flying down about 100 feet down the third base line. The ball went the opposite way.
They used to say if you hit the ball on the label, the bat would break, but I don't think that's the case anymore. I don't think the label makes any difference.
Well, he's got a new one now. Bennett set just above the belt in the stretch as Overn takes a big lead. Jake looking over there, and he throws over there, but Overn scurries back, standing safely on the bag.
You know, it used to be Hillerich and Bradsby and Louisville Sluggers, they were branded into the bat.
Oh.
And I think maybe it would have had a little done a little to the strength there.
Yeah, interesting. Long hold, runner goes to pitch. A swing and a miss. The throw down to second is nowhere near in time. Overn with his 15th stolen base for the Bay Sox, and he's in scoring position with one out.
But not only that, but where the label used to be at, just in an area on the bat that it wasn't ever in the exact middle, but in an area that bats just broke.
So Ruiz now standing up at the plate, relaying a couple of signs out to the infield. Bennett peeking at some notes from the inside of his hat, puts the hat back on.
I think they were looking at, since they don't have the pitch com, they get little cards that say what pitch order with a guy at second base, and then they check them.
Refreshing their memories, making sure they're on the same page. Nothing in two to Estrada. Bennett kicks and throws. A ball that's cracked on one hop through the left side of the infield for a hit. Overn holding at third as Glasser quickly got to it and got it in. But back-to-back hits to go along with a stolen base have men at first and third and only one out for the Bay Sox.
And that's another thing that K-Bear Ruiz has to go through right now, which is no pitch comp.
He's certainly not used to that. It's been
a few years. Yeah.
Really, since he was traded from the Dodgers. So Ruiz goes out to visit with Bennett. The whole infield joins them on the mound. Bay Sox already leading 2-0, last of the third. Two on and one out for left-hand batting Creed Willems, who, as we noted earlier, he's got lots of power. Bennett walked him on four pitches the first time. And then the man on deck, Tomas Sosa, blasted a home run some 390 feet out to deep right field. Senators infield hoping to turn two. Sens have turned more double plays than any other team in the league in the second half. Estrada getting a good lead off first, not going. Willems squares to bunt and bunts it foul behind home. Nothing and one. Estrada in 18 games with the Bay Sox is 4 of 4 stealing bases. He's another young guy at 20 years old. He and Sosa on deck, 20 years old. Bennett ready. The 0-1, he squares again, gets this one down. Wallace coming in from third with Overn breaking on the play. Wallace fields and throws out Willems, but Overn scores, and Estrada goes to second. It's 3-0 Chesapeake in the third.
Looked like maybe a safety squeeze on that, which was interesting to do that two pitches in a row with Creed Willems.
But successful. And still a man out in scoring position for Tomas Sosa. Sosa mentioned hit a two-run home run to open the scoring back in the first inning.
They call the strike on Sosa.
Oh, not there in time. So it's nothing and one to Sosa. Well, that's a good way to start the at-bat for Bennett, at least. The 0-1. Fastball strike. Well, just like that, after one pitch, it's nothing and two. Trying to keep the damage of the inning to just the one run. Bennett staring in. Comes ready at the midsection with 6 seconds on the clock. Big leadoff second for Estrada. 0-2. Taken for strike three, called. A fastball on the outside. Another Sherwin Williams paint the corner. Strikeout, Bennett's fourth K of the evening. But the Bay Sox do score another run on a couple of hits and a sack bunt. We head on to the fourth. It's the Bay Sox 3 and the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400 presented by Ashley Home Store.
With a trained licensed arborist. Visit online at Navy.com to book your appointment today.
Thank you.
top of the fourth inning is brought to you by Ride Smart Meter Solutions of Prince George's County. In the lead with Ride Smart Meter Solutions. Leading off for the Senators, the first baseman number 8, Brandon Boscia.
Fourth inning in Bowie. Bay Sox grabbed another run thanks to a RBI sacrifice bunt from Creed Willems.
That was their 45th sacrifice bunt this year.
A ton.
And oh, by the way, they're last in the league in scoring, so they haven't translated into a whole bunch of runs.
But interestingly, as you just looked up there, Terry, that the Orioles, the parent club, have
three
in the entire season.
45.
That is a ton.
Creed Willems has 15 home runs.
Still got the RBI, got another run in. So here's right-handed throwing Blake Money for his fourth frame. The first pitch to left-hand batting Brandon Bossier is in the dirt and to the backstop, 1-0.
If Mick Reinhardt is listening to the game tonight, he is rolling over,
you,
not
Mick.
In his grave, but in his chair.
And 1-0. Is fouled backhand to the left, 1-1. Yeah, a sacrifice bunt to Mick is the equivalent of nails on a chalkboard to others.
Wisdom teeth with no Novocaine.
Into the windup, the 1-1. Is cracked hard on the line into center field for a base hit. Left a fastball over the middle, and Bossier smacked it 107 miles an hour back up the middle.
To be fair, and not to pick on Mick, but they have all these charts now, run expectancy, and they have broken them up to over the years,
yeah.
But they have it forever. And you have a better chance of scoring one and or more with no outs and a guy at first than a guy at second and one out.
Right, that you're likelier to score more runs without the sack bunt. Anyway, worked for them there. One on, nobody out. Here's right-hand batting Carlos De La Cruz. He swings and misses at a first-pitch curveball right down the middle at 78. Nothing and one. 3-0 Bay Sox, top of the fourth inning. On this lovely Tuesday night. We've been blessed with lots of good weather over the last few weeks. The 0-1 misses low. Another breaky ball. A ball and a strike.
Believe it or not, the Padres lead the major. Oh, no. Sorry, I thought I saw that it was the Padres. Oh, yeah, it is the Padres. The Padres lead the major leagues in sacrifice bunts with 44.
I'm quite surprised the number's that high, actually.
Yes.
1-1, swing and a miss, a cutter or slider in the dirt, 1-2. Genuinely, I was going to guess before you said the number, and I would have only guessed like 15. Good leadoff first for Bossier. Unlikely to be going anywhere. 1-2. Through the wickets of Willems and to the backstop, and, well, that'll get Bossier to second base. He advances on the wild pitch.
You were just about right on. In general, the league average is 16.
Yeah, so
there are, it looks like, how many teams? There are about 14 teams above that, starting at 44. The Blue Jays with 30. There's, it looks like, 7 or 8 teams above 20.
Money comes set at the bell. Man at second, nobody out the 2-2. High out of the zone, 3-2. Well, it's just, I'm curious what the numbers were like with pitchers batting. You know, prior to the pandemic, had to be a couple hundred, I don't know. Payoff pitch, swing and a miss. Fastball by him up in the zone, or maybe out of the zone. Money's second strikeout, out number 1 in the fourth, so Bossier holds to second. Sends trailing by 3 in the fourth. Here's Sam Brown digging into the left-handed box. Sam bounced out to the third baseman, Wagner, his first time up. Wagner threw the ball high across the diamond, and it was brought down by Anderson at first, who, in a turning, sweeping motion, tagged Brown out. Righty-lefty matchup. The pitch is chopped to first. A short hop that bounces off Anderson, but he recovers right at the bag and taps it for out number 2. Bossier advances to third.
A of the league average in 1973 was 65. Two teams had over 100.
Huh.
Go to a ball game and watch your team bunt all day. That must have been fun.
Hey, there are people who swear that that is the most exciting way to go about it.
Well, the interesting thing is it, the run scored, it didn't affect as compared to now with fewer bunts.
Yeah.
Of course, batting average was higher then.
Man at third, two outs. Here's Caden Wallace, right-hand batter. Pitch to him. He's popped up on the infield, right around home plate, in fact. Willems ditches the mask, jogs a few strides towards the backstop, tracks it, and makes the one-hand catch. Out number three. So Sens can't do anything with the leadoff base hit. We head to the last of the fourth. It's the Bay Sox 3 and the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 at 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Throw mini squeeze balls to their partners within 30 seconds. The winning team receives a gift package from Sport Clips, and the winning row receives coupons from your nearest store. Evan, what do you got for us?
Mark, tonight I've got a team of Danny's, Danny and Danny, going up against Hayden and Jimmy. So just like Mark said, you've got 20 seconds to put as many squeeze balls into the game as you can, and the winner gets a fantabulous prize. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
Last of the fourth inning for Prince George's Stadium in Bowie. Bay Sox leading the Senators 3-0. Left-hander Jake Bennett for his fourth inning. He has thrown 49 pitches thus far, and face him here 5-6-7 in the Chesapeake order. That starts with right-hand batting shortstop Griff O'Farrell, who flied out to deep right field first time. Pitch to him. He's fouled back and to the right. Bouncing off the sweet level and down below. Caroming down the steps and landing in a seat where a nearby fan picks that one up, continues to his seat. 0-1. Misses high, just high at 92, a ball and a strike. No runs, two hits for the Sens, three runs, three hits for the Bay Sox. Bennett steps into it, the 1-1. Another fastball that misses high out of the zone. Two balls, one strike. There's a massive structure being built down the left field line at Prince George's Stadium. The 2-1. Hit hard on a line and past the dive of Seaver King into left center field for a hit. O'Farrell takes an aggressive turnaround first, but De La Cruz throws the ball back into second. A leadoff base hit for the Bay Sox. First time they put the leadoff man aboard. And he's over there for Ethan Anderson, the switch hitter batting right. He flied out to right field his first time up 0-1. Anyway, it's pretty big. It's taller than the, for reference at FNB Field, it's certainly taller than the Senators clubhouse being finished up right now. Lefty-righty matchup, the pitch, a fastball fouled straight back, nothing in one.
Well, this one is starting on the ground, so it's much bigger because all we see is above the actual clubhouse.
Oh, I see. I thought that was just built on the hill out there. That's the second level that I'm looking at out there?
That might be the third level, but yes, that's it. Yeah, no.
The 0-1 misses outside. Ball and a strike. I mean, the some of the light standards here are particularly tall because from the playing field, the ballpark slopes up, built into a hill here. And not a huge amount, but it where we are at the top of the seeding bowl is, as the 1-1 is a broken back ground ball over to the right side and through because of the defensive positioning on the play. O'Farrell going the whole way first to third. Naranjo's throw from right is not in time. A seeing eye single for Anderson now puts men on first and third. Nobody out in the fourth. Well, that's just bad luck for Jake Bennett. A good fastball off the outside corner that broke another bat. But Mate, the second baseman, was playing up the middle with Anderson in the right-handed box. And first baseman Bossier was holding on the runners. So even with how slowly that ball was hit, it easily squibbed through the right side. And more trouble for Jake Bennett. Bay Sox have scored two in the first, one in the third. They lead the Sens 3-0. Here first and third, nobody out for right-hand batting Max Wagner. Caden Wallace started in. Now he's being told to play back behind the bag. Middle infielder's hoping to turn two. First baseman holding on the runner. The pitch is fouled back, nothing and one. So anyway, it's a huge structure. Just the metal frame of it is completed. That'll be part clubhouse and batting cages. Not both clubhouses in that one, right? Just
no. So
a throw over to first, but he's banking safely.
So the clubhouse is accessible through the gate here, the old clubhouse, which that is where the old clubhouse used to be.
Out in left field.
And that's what we see is probably 20 feet off the ground. So I think there might be two levels of clubhouse below that from the ground up.
The 0-1 check swing that he goes around on and a fastball high out of the zone, nothing and two.
I haven't been out there to look at it closely from the ground up.
Well, the structure from that's level with us, 20 feet off the ground, is another
three stories.
Yes.
It's three stories high, yeah. It's all one big room.
0-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball up out of the zone. A big strikeout for Bennett, his fifth of the evening, holding the runners to first and third with one out.
I think it's really nice of the Orioles to win an IMAX for their minor leaguers.
It could be. It could be. Hey.
That looks like that building could be down at Cape Canaveral.
Yeah. It is quite something.
I might come down here sometime next year just so I can see what it looks like afterwards.
Right-handed batting Brandon Butterworth is to the plate. He struck out his first time, and here swings through a high fastball. Nothing in one. Still thinking pancakes, Terry?
Yes.
Poor guy. Butterworth from Charlotte, North Carolina. Standing 5'10", 170 in the right-handed box. Stands in a crouch, the 0-1. A strike above the knees over the middle at 92, nothing and two. And Bennett now another big pitch away from a strikeout to try and extricate himself from this jam. Anderson takes a good lead off first. And the 0-2 fouled away. Back into the right, onto the concourse, into Grand Slam Eats. I think it went into a concession stand. Look out.
What do you think they have there?
Some hot dogs. I've gotten coffee from that
now,
concession stand before.
Do you think they had to talk to Denny's?
Another 0-2. High and away.
You laugh, but aren't those
laugh.
Called Grand Slams?
They are Grand Slams.
Well,
right.
I would think they have that trademarked.
Well, I don't know. Does this work in the maybe this works in the same way? You get four items, you bundle them together.
Well, then I really think Denny's might have a problem with it.
1-2. Bennett kicks and throws. Fastball that was up out of the zone that Butterworth defends on, fouls it back into the net, holding 1-2. 3-0 Bay Sox, bottom four. First and third, one out.
A couple of old ladies quite a few years ago, opened up a little, I shouldn't say old ladies, older women opened up a little cheeseburger in paradise hamburger stand in Hawaii, and Buffett,
he didn't like that. Oh boy. Well, some easygoing guy he is.
Well, he's dead.
1-2. Tap to the right side. Bossier Fields throws to second for one. The throw on to first is well late. And O'Farrell scores from third. It's 4-0 Chesapeake in the fourth. There's a man at first and two outs. Now, Bossier got to that ball and got rid of it quickly. It was just another ball weakly hit. I mean, that one was way off the outside. I'm unsure how Butterworth even got his bat on it. Give him an RBI.
They said they have too many contestants.
Bay Sox have scored in three of four innings. 4-0. Man at first, two outs. Here's the ninth place batter, Doug Hodo, in the right-handed box. 0-1, flied out first time. Bennett throws over to first, but Butterworth is there safely. In 23 games coming into tonight, Butterworth is 8-for-10 stealing bases. Another guy with good speed on this Bay Sox roster, many of them. Pitch. Breaking ball outside at 80 miles an hour, one and all.
You've really never heard of Mrs. Buttersworth?
I was not laughing. Yes, I know Mrs. Buttersworth.
All right. Well, I'm sorry. It makes me think of pancakes.
Well, the more I say it, the more I'm with you. 1-0. Well outside. 2-0.
And there's a Denny's near the hotel.
There is. We've been to that Denny's.
Yeah.
Ahead of a Sunday series finale. Get some calories before coming to the ballpark. I got nothing against Denny's.
Every once in a while, you just need a stack of pancakes.
Yeah, I'm with you. 2-0. Fouled back. Fastball right down the middle, 2-1.
Now, I can make them anytime, but one of the things I really like about the fall is making some pumpkin pancakes.
Oh!
Yeah. Instead of wheat, pumpkin. So they taste good. They're healthy. Until you put on all the maple syrup. But, hey, that's a different. That's okay.
That doesn't count. Dressings, dippings, those calories don't count. The 2-1 misses outside, a changeup or fastball tailing away, 3-1. So the main structure of the pancake is from pumpkin? Like you,
yes.
You gut a pumpkin and then?
Well, you just buy.
3-1. Foul back, 3-2.
You just buy the pumpkin in a can. It's pure pumpkin. You don't have to gut your own. I mean, I have nothing against gutting pumpkin.
I've never seen a can of pumpkin.
Oh. Your mom didn't make pumpkin pie?
No.
Oh.
I missed out on that.
Huh.
Runner will be going here. 3-2. Taken on the inside for strike three. Another Sherwin Williams paint the corner strikeout. Bennett's sixth K of the evening, but the Bay Sox score another run thanks to a couple of hits and a ground out, RBI fielder's choice. So we head on to the fifth. It's the Bay Sox 4, the Senators nothing on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Fans, on this Military Appreciation Night, the Bay Sox and UM Capital Region Health want to recognize all of the active duty and veterans here at the ballpark tonight. On this night, we thank all of our active duty and veterans who have served in the military. So please rise so that you may be recognized with a round of applause of appreciation.
Top of the Hit Thing is brought to you by Frank and Luke's, the 53 Route 3 and Gamble. Frank and Luke's, it's a family thing. Leading off for the Senators, the right winger number 20, Joe Naranjo.
Fifth inning from Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox now lead the Sens 4-0. Back for the action. Here's Terry.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Joe Naranjo leading off against Blake Money. He's into the windup, and the first pitch to Naranjo is high. Joe hit a fly ball to the left fielder, Douglas Hodo, that he made the catch on in foul territory his first time up. 4-0 Bay Sox. See, I don't get myself in trouble if I just simply say Bay Sox. The 1-0 is in for a strike, and it's one ball and one strike. Stay away from, you know, this year, broadcasters and telecasters and announcers in the major leagues have had to just simply say Athletics. That's how I'm approaching this. Pitch is low, and it's two balls and a strike. Bay Sox. they're the Chesapeake Bay Sox. The A's, though, the... I'm sure Sacramento would love for them to be referred to as Sacramento. Most aren't doing that as the 2-1 is high. Ball three, 3-1 to Naranjo. Still blue, deepening blue with the sky. 3-1, and it's fouled off straight back, 3-2. Just a spectacular evening. By the time the sun completely goes down, probably his shorts. Three and two. The 3-2. Check swing and a breaking ball down and in, ball four. Senators have their leadoff man on for the second straight inning. Blake Money thought that Naranjo went around, but I don't think he went around on that. Neither did the third base umpire, Nobu Yasuda. So here is Seaver King. He bounced to shortstop his first time up. First offering to King is hit high in the air to right. I can't see it, but Sosa can, and he makes the catch. And there is one out. So one pitch, one out. I never saw that ball off the bat to see it. So one out, and here is Kevin Mondé.
Second baseman number seven, Kevin Mondé.
Mane hit a fly ball to within about a foot or two of the left field wall, his first time up. Lead at first by Naranjo, one out, and the pitch. Mane takes a breaking ball low, 1-1. 6:35 games through Friday night, or pardon me, Thursday night, then 7:05 Friday, 6. I think it's back to 6:05 or maybe 6:35 on.
6:35, I think.
Saturday. It is 6:35. No 6:05 starts. 1:05 Sunday as the pitch is in the dirt. Naranjo just about in no man's land, but Willems couldn't pick that ball up right away. So Naranjo scampers back to first. Two balls, no strikes. The 2-0 is a bouncer hit to third. Backhanded deep at third by Wagner. Goes to second for the force out. Two down. Butterworth at second base, playing second like a first baseman, took that throw. Mate reaches on a fielder's choice. Two down and a runner on, and here is Philip Glasser.
Yeah, that was a tough play for Wagner because it would have been a long throw to first, and can't imagine he would have gotten Mate. He actually turned to second, double clutched, and the throw just beat Naranjo to the bag.
Glasser is 1-for-2. First offering, low. He singled with two outs in the third inning. Senators had a leadoff single from Brandon Bossier, and he advanced to second on a wild pitch with nobody out. but he was left stranded at third. That came in the fourth as the pitch bounces in. And it's 2-0 on Philip Glasser.
Terry, the Sens have not scored since the ninth inning of Saturday night's game in Harrisburg. And keep in mind, that was the only time the Senators scored in that ball game Saturday. So after scoring 10 runs for a win against Altoona last Thursday, the offense has been scuffling the last 3.5 ball games.
Quite a bit. And out of the blue.
Yeah.
2-0 is in for a strike, 2-1. Certainly didn't see any of what has happened beginning on Friday night. Didn't see any of this coming. I don't think anybody did.
Just not stringing together any kind of base runners. I mean, I can actually check, but the Senators have not had a multi-hit inning since the third inning of Friday night's game.
2-1. The 2-1 is a ground ball sharply hit right at the second baseman, Butterworth. And he fields and throws to first in time for the out. We're halfway home on this Tuesday night, and the Senators are trailing 4-0 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Suns, Spurs, Mavs, Rockets, Wizards, Timberwolves.
And that's 15 for Lusty. What do you want to be
Spurs, Rockets, Warriors, Clippers, Mavs, Wizards, Magic, Heat, Bulls, Knicks. Thunder, Sun.
And that's 13 for Dyer. Winner is Rusty. Let's hear it, Rusty.
Are You Smarter Than a Big Sox Player is presented by Prince George's Community College. Visit pgcc.edu/plan to learn more. The bottom of the fifth inning is brought to you by the Maryland Lottery. Visit at mdlottery.com and play responsibly. Leading off for your Bay Sox.
Bottom half of the fifth inning, 4-0 Bay Sox. Top of the order for Bowie. But pardon me, there I did it. See, I should have just stuck with
just
Bay
Sox. Just
stick
to Bay Sox.
That's right. Austin Over in the leadoff batter stands in. He has struck out, single, stolen a base, scored a run. Left-handed batter, and the pitch is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0. One ball and no strikes. The wind-up and the 1-0 pitch, and it's in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Aaron Estrada and Creed Willems to follow. And a ball gets loose out of the Senators' bullpen. The first throw that Luke Young makes sails over the head of whoever is out there catching, Caleb Farmer, ricochets off the backstop or off the outfield fence and out into left field. 2-0. The 2-0 fouled off straight back, 2-1. There's a gentleman with a youngster, and he's got some ice cream.
Big scoop of ice cream.
Yeah, and a big cup. Ice cream in a cup. 2-1 is a ground ball sharply hit back up the middle. King has it, throws to first just in time to get over, and there is one out. He was about a step into shallow center field, and he got rid of that ball quickly to first base. Aaron Estrada stands in. Native of Venezuela. Somehow, someway, Oscar Salazar knows everyone from Venezuela as the first pitch misses down and in. So I'm sure if I asked him, he'd say, oh, I know his parents. Known Aaron his whole life. It's like that no matter who I ask him about. Here's a line drive into left field. I can't see it, but it sinks in front of Philip Glasser.
Yeah, I missed that. I missed that completely.
I saw it off the bat, and I was pretty sure it was going to get down, but I didn't. They can see it, and at this point, that's all that matters.
Well, this twilight dusk sky, in contrast with the video boards that have the same luminosity as a collapsed star, make it difficult to pick some things up.
Yeah, that is true. They are bright. They are really bright.
You stare actually at them for more than a couple of seconds, you'll regret it.
You go blind. Need those protective glasses on. Bennett ready and delivers, and the pitch is fouled off straight back, and the count is 0-1. What are those things called? Those they're like 3D glasses, right, that you can look up?
Oh,
like
yeah,
during the eclipse.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know what special name they have, eclipse glasses. But
aren't they just like?
Yeah, they're like plastic.
Yeah. Here, you can put these 50-cent pieces of plastic on and not go blind as the pitch is swung on and missed in its 0-2.
Hey, they figured it out.
Yeah, and they only cost 50 cents or 75, whatever. No balls and two strikes. Somehow the other day, I'm not sure how this even happened. Bennett, the left-hander, sets 0-2 in the 0-2 pitch. It's popped up, fouling out of play. We were had a tire a little low on air, apparently. Well, it was. And we went to a station that had free air, but it didn't work, so we had to go to a station without free air. We actually had in the car 8 quarters.
Wow.
Wow,
that came in handy.
I don't know how we had 8. I didn't even know there were 8 quarters left in circulation with the way things are going now. 0-2. 0-2 is low, 1-2. I think in my lifetime, all coins will be gone.
I think they're no longer minting pennies.
Well, I think you're right, but they've been talking about doing away with minting those forever because they just...
They actually cost more to make than what they're worth.
Yeah, and people hoard them on purpose, thinking they might be worth something later as the 0-1-2. And that pitch misses, although that looked like a good pitch, 2-2. You know, someday a penny, since they're not in circulation anymore, will be worth, you know, 7.5 cents. Never mind, there will be like a billion of them.
There are some shrewd investors out there.
Yeah, there are. 2-2. Bennett ready, and the 2-2 is popped up, foul back up this way. A gentleman with a glove. Oh, actually, it's his wife with the glove. And
J.J. Hardy's going to get that.
Yeah, and a J.J. Hardy jersey.
Oh.
Ball just tossed to her and just in and out of that glove. But she's got a nice big glove on and a J.J. Hardy jersey. The pitch is drilled to right. Nerano back, makes the catch, and there are two outs. That ball was hit on the button, 102 miles an hour. Two down and a runner at first, and here is Tomas Sosa.
The right fielder, number 16, Tomas Sosa.
Sosa, a two-run home run in the first inning, and he struck out looking in the third. He struck out looking in the third when he had a strike called on him, automatic strike, and then took the next two pitches for strike. Bennett looks at first base and deals, and it's a swing and a miss on a pitch down. Good pitch there. Fastball just at the bottom of the knees, and it's 0-1. Bottom of the fifth inning, 4-0, Bay Sox. Chesapeake, lead at first by Estrada. Bennett holds and deals. Strike at the knees, and it's 0-2. Two good pitches at the knees. Bottom of the strike zone that Jake Bennett has thrown. 0-2. The set, he looks at first, and the pitch. Swing and a miss, tied him up with a fastball. Strikeout number 7, no runs, on a hit, no errors, and a man left. We head to the 6th, 4-0 Chesapeake on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Head on over to concession stands and treat yourself to a delicious nothing bun cakes bundlet. Perfectly baked, frosted with rich cream cheese icing, packed with flavor, bundlets are the ultimate ballpark treat. Whether you love chocolate, red velvet, lemon, or classic vanilla, there's a flavor waiting just for you. Don't miss your chance to celebrate the game with a sweet win of your own. Grab a bundlet from Nothing But Cakes tonight.
Top half of the 6th inning. It is 4-0 BayHawks on top. To tell you about the action, here's Frankie Vernowski.
Thanks, Terry. 2-3-4 in the Harrisburg order against right-hander Blake Money for his 6th inning of work. First, K-Bear Ruiz, which hit her batting left, and he takes a fastball low and away, just off the low outside corner at 92, 1-0. Ruiz is 0-2. He's bounced out to second, and he has struck out. The 1-0 outside, 2-0. I recognize that the sun has set and it's nighttime, but it's awfully dark here. There's been some cloud cover that's come in, but pitch black sky above and around us mostly. Twilight left off in the distance beyond the left field corner. The 2-0 to Ruiz misses inside, 3-0. Money has walked two batters. The Senators have only two hits. Next pitch here will be just the 67th of the evening for the right-hander, though there is a right-hander warming in the Bay Sox bullpen. Steps into the compact windup, the 3-0. Misses in for ball four. So make that three walks issued by the right-hander Money. And for the third straight inning, the Senators put the leadoff man aboard.
The first baseman, number 8, Brandon Bossier.
We're talking about this not long ago, but Senators are scoreless since the 9th inning of Saturday night's game when Sam Brown hit a 2-run home run into the Ollie's cheap seats. So one on. Nobody out. Here's left-hand batting Brandon Bossier. He has walked and singled. The pitch to him, off-speed delivery that misses well high. Curveball that didn't curve. It's 1-0. 4-0, the Bay Sox lead, thanks to two runs in the first and one run in each the third and fourth innings. Money set just above the belt. The pitch is in the dirt, gets away from Willems. Ruiz is breaking for second. Willems' throw there, it's not in time. Ruiz slides past the bag, but he gets his hand on again in just enough time before O'Farrell, the shortstop, applied the tag. So he advances to second on the wild pitch. Senators have a man in scoring position. They are 0-3 in these situations tonight. 2-0 the count to Bossier at the plate. Money deals. fastball outside, 3-0. Terry just pointed out that Blake Money's got a couple of brothers, one named Logan and another named Cash. Cash Money. Wonder what he does for a living. The 3-0. Taking at the knees for a strike, a slider that gets over at 85, 3-1. Left side of the infield open because the shortstop O'Farrell is playing up the middle and loosely holding on Ruiz at the bag. Third baseman Wagner's off the line. The 3-1 misses inside, a curveball. So Money has walked the first two batters of this sixth inning. And an opportunity developing for the Senators to get right back into this ball game. Before Carlos De La Cruz's turn at bat, though, looks like it's the end of the evening for Money as Roberto Mercado, the Bay Sox manager, is out and holds up the sign. Daffler called to the bullpen. Tell you about the new pitcher when we come back on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400, presented by Ashley Homestore.
This Bay Sox Fall of the Bullpen is brought to you by EVA, the Government Employees Benefits Association. EVA, the Fed's trusted financial partner, offering insurance benefits and financial planning services exclusively to current and former federal employees and military members. Find out more online at GEVA.com. Now pitching to your Bay Sox, right-handed pitcher number 33, Daniel Boyd.
Top of the sixth inning in Bowie. The Senators are trailing the Bay Sox 4-0, but they have men on first and second, nobody out against the new man. This Daffler called to the bullpen, right-handed throwing Daniel Lloyd. The first to face Lloyd is right-hand batting Carlos De La Cruz, who is 0-2 with a strikeout. Pitch cracked in the air out to deep center field, sending over and back, but he's got a beat on this and space to make the catch just shy of the warning track. Both runners are trying to tag. The throw comes into second, and it's not in time. So a productive out for De La Cruz. It advances the runners to second and third. They're there with only one out. Lloyd is in his 35th game of the season for the Bay Sox, all in relief. He is 7-5 with a 4-1-1 ERA. Opposing batters hitting about 210 against him. Base hit could cut the Bay Sox lead in half. Here's left-hand batting Sam Brown. He's 0-2 with a couple of ground outs tonight. Lloyd setting the stretch, deals. A fastball fouled back at 90 miles an hour. Nothing in one. Brown has 14 RBIs, and this is 27th Senators game. Rare in his month with the team to see him hitless for more than a couple at-bats. The 0-1. Inside and low, squibs away from Willems, but not far enough for Ruiz to break in from third. Ruiz walked, advanced to second on a wild pitch, and then Brandon Bossier walked before both advancing on that. De La Cruz fly out. Lloyd, 25 years old, from Charleston, South Carolina. 6'3", 230 on the bump. Set just above the belt. 1-1. Hit in the air out to deep center field, again sending over and back. He squares it up shy of the track again, and yet again, both runners tag. Ruiz comes in to score. It's a sacrifice fly for Sam Brown, and it's 4-1 Bay Sox in the sixth inning. Man at third, two outs. So in the last three games, the Senators have scored three runs, and they've all been driven in by Brown. That two-run home run in the ninth inning Saturday night. And the sack fly here. Oh, man at third and two outs for Caden Wallace, right-hand batter. Caden is 0 for 2. The pitch, swing and a miss at a slider just off the outside at 82. Nothing at one. That's another big run out there for the Senators to try and get home. The 0-1 to Wallace. On the outside, a nice fastball at 93. And now Caden quickly needing to defend. It's nothing and two. So Wallace uses his timeout, thinking through what Lloyd might throw next. Two good pitches to begin the at-bat. A slider just off the outside edge, and then a fastball right on the outside. Inning began with a couple of walks. One has scored. The other is Brandon Bossier, not being held on at third. The 0-2 to Wallace. Breaking ball, check swing. He went around, says the home plate umpire, Brian Laws. Inning over. But the Senators do score a run without the benefit of a hit. We head to the last of the sixth. It's the Bay Sox 4 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Let's meet our lovely Bay Sox fan who gets a chance to steal second base right off the field.
Thank you, Mark. Tonight's contestant is Austin. So, Austin, you've got 30 seconds to run all the way down here. Get the bag and run all the way back. Ready? 3, 2, 1, go!
And Austin's chugging
off the receiver right through this.
This Harrisburg call to the bullpen is brought to you by Chesapeake Grill and Deli. Fresh, casual, friendly, and great for lunch and dinner. Located at the Country Plaza in Dunkirk and Harrison Harbor in North Beach. Chesapeake Grill and Deli also offers catering for all your special event needs. Check them out at eatchesapeake.com. Now pitching for the Senators, right-handed pitcher number 13, Luke Young. A defensive change for the Senators, entering the game at catcher is number 21, Maxwell Romero Jr. And leading off for your Bay Sox at the bottom of the sixth inning, the shortstop number 1, Brent O'Farrell.
Last of the sixth inning in Bowie. Chesapeake leading Harrisburg 4-1. Senators getting on the board in the top of the frame. Daffler called to the bullpen. Right-handed throwing Luke Young is on against right-hand batting Griff O'Farrell, who smacks the ball deep in the gap in left center field, and neither De La Cruz nor Glasser can get to it. It's De La Cruz picking it up on the warning track, and O'Farrell cruises into second with a double. He is 2-for-3 here in his Double-A debut, and just like that, the Bay Sox with another man in scoring position. So Jake Bennett goes 5 innings, allows 4 runs on 6 hits and a walk, struck out 7. And walk proved costly because it prolonged the first inning to get to Tomas Sosa, who then blasted a 2-run home run to open up the scoring. Switch hitter batting left for the first time. Ethan Anderson takes a fastball up and away. It's 1-0. Luke Young on his 41st game for the Senators this year. 1-3 record, 4.26 ERA. Opposing batters hitting about 270 against him as the 1-0 misses outside. 2-0. The sixth inning is presented by Nomad Distilling. You can now find Nomad Distilling's canned cocktails at FNB Field, proudly made in Pennsylvania. The 2-0 from Young. swinging a foul right at the plate, fouling off a changeup knee high, 2-1. So just about down to single-digit ball games here in the 2025 season. This is game number 127 tonight. Just 11 to go after this evening. The 2-1, that's in there for a strike. Changeup right down the middle at 87. He evens the count after falling behind. It's 2-2. Young set at the midsection. Man at second, nobody out. The 2-2 in the dirt, and O'Farrell began breaking to third, but then saw quickly that that ball only got two or three feet away from Ruiz, so he thought better of it and turned back to second. It does run the count full. Three balls, two strikes. King playing up the middle, also holding on the runner. They're shaded the opposite way out in center and left. The 3-2. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him up in the zone at 94. Big strikeout. The eighth for Senators pitching tonight. Keeps the man at second with one out. 4-1 Bay Sox lead, bottom six. Here's Max Wagner, right-hand batter. Wagner from Green Bay. He is 0-2 tonight. He's flied out and struck out. Righty-righty matchup. Young kicks and throws. A swing and a miss on a fastball or maybe a changeup on the inside. Nothing in one. Perhaps a mix-up between Young and Ruiz in their signs as Ruiz quickly jogged out to the mound to chat with Young. Now making his way back as Mate and O'Farrell out there have a brief conversation. O'Farrell and Sosa, double-A debuts tonight, and they've each had good games. Sosa the home run in the first. O'Farrell has scored a run. The 0-1. Fouled back. Nothing in two. Came at him with a fastball. In off the plate. Can't do anything with that one. Senators have also broken a couple of Bay Sox bats, but those have not come on jam jobs. Actually, the opposite. On pitches off the outside that break the bats. Hitting off the end of the bat somewhere. 0-2. Well high. Missing with an off-speed delivery. A curveball that just slipped out of the hand. Ball and two strikes. Brandon Butterworth, who's 0-2 with an RBI, is on deck. O'Farrell takes his lead. Mate in the neighborhood to keep him honest. The 1-2 taken outside and low. Couldn't get him to chase that breaking ball. 2-2. Curve are still leading the Flying Squirrels 9-3. Now, and that game's in the seventh stretch time at PNG Field. The 2-2. Swing and a miss. A changeup right down the middle that he swung over the top of. And after the leadoff double, good response from Young so far, striking out the next two batters to keep that man out there at second base. Bay Sox leading 4-1. Here is right-hand batting Brandon Butterworth, mentioned 0-2. He has struck out and grounded into a fielder's choice that scored a run. That was the fourth Bay Sox run of the game in the fourth inning. Young, with the runner going to third, deals a breaking ball that's fouled back out of play. Nothing in one. O'Farrell got a big lead and then saw that Young was not looking. Just broke for third base. Would have made it without a throw. Again, he takes a healthy lead out there. Young, long stare to the plate. Now glances back to second and steps off as he stepped off with 2 seconds left on the clock. Mate was banging his glove trying to get Young's attention. Maybe not calling for a throw necessarily, just saying to pay attention to the runner. The 0-1. Inside with a fastball at 93, a ball and a strike. It's a cool evening, similar to pretty much all the ball games in Harrisburg last week. We started at 75 degrees and somewhere in the upper 60s now, I think. 1-1, fouled away, off to the right now to play, and now Young just a strike away from working around that leadoff double, trying to hold the score here at 4-1. Senators will have the bottom third of their order due up in the seventh, trying to continue to work back into this Chesapeake lead. Butterworth uses his timeout, adjusts the batting gloves, gets a good grip on the bat, and digs back into the box, banging on home plate with the bat, waving it through the strike zone, and now waggling it over his back shoulder. The pitch taken. First strike, three called. As Sherwin Williams paint the corner strikeout. Fastball right on the outside. After the leadoff double, Young strikes out the next three. On to the seventh. It's the Bay Sox 4 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
And now, fans, we direct your attention to the video boards for a special message from the Maryland 250 Commission.
Seventh inning from Prince George's Stadium. Bay Sox leading the Senators 4-1. Frankie Bronowski, Terry Bottom with you. Right-hander Daniel Lloyd came on in relief in the sixth. Allowed an inherited runner to score that went to Blake Money's line. He's back out there and facing the bottom third of the Senators' order, starting with left-hand hitting Joe Naranjo. First pitch to him, misses high out of the zone at 91. It's 1-0. So Money goes five-plus innings, allows two hits, one run. He walked four and struck out two. The 1-0, high and in with a fastball at 92. 2-0. Naranjo is 0-1. He's flied out to left field, and he drew a walk his last time up. Lloyd kicks and throws. Fastball, check swing, foul ball, 2-1. Left-hander Lucas Knowles is warming in the Senators' bullpen on the warning track down the left field line. Imagine we'll see Lucas for the bottom of the seventh, the way he's been warming up out there. After Luke Young did his part, allowing a leadoff double, and then he struck out the next three. The 2-1 is tapped off to the right side. Coming off the mound, Lloyd Fields near the foul line and then throws out Naranjo, one away. So here's Seaver King. He's 0-2. Mentioned that it's awfully dark here, but now the lights are in full effect, bathing the playing field. We get to take nice light standards for granted nowadays. To help us. Righty-righty matchup, nobody on, one out. Sens trail by three in the seventh. Lloyd deals, swinging a foul ball on a cutter inside. Nothing in one. I saw that back in 1880 on this day. We're going way back in this day in baseball history time machine. As Lloyd's ready with the 0-1, he deals. Breaking ball, wave and a miss off the outside, chasing a slider, nothing in two. Two prominent department stores in Boston staged a game under the lights in front of about 300 people. They were playing somewhere on the bay away from Boston. The 0-2, well outside, 1-2. Yes, department stores back in 1880. Who knows what that game looked like. But they played this game under lights. And folks believe, baseball historians believe, it's the first true night game in baseball history. Not organized pro ball, but still. 1-2. Fastball just outside. Just outside. 2-2. Now, it's interesting for several reasons. One, it's impressive because Edison had only invented the incandescent lamp a year or so prior to that game. 2-2. Swinging a foul off to the Bay Sox dugout. First base side holding 2-2. And these folks played a ball game under these newfangled electrical lamps. Major League Baseball didn't adopt lights until some 5.5 decades later. 2-2. Fouled at the plate, holding 2-2. In fact, as various leagues or unaffiliated teams tried night games throughout the late 19th century and early 20th century, the major league owners and operators just said it was complete nonsense. 2-2. It's tapped weakly to the left side. O'Farrell, the shortstop, is hard charging. Fields and throws on the run, not in time. Infield base hit for Seaver King, just beating out the throw from O'Farrell, who played that about as quickly as he could. But it is the third hit of the game for the Senators, trailing 4-1 here in the seventh. Man on first, one out. Here's Kevin Mate, righty-righty matchup. He's 0-2. What do they call it? A craving for novelty. I guess at the time it was novel, certainly. They were only invented a year before this game. They built three wooden towers around the playing field, and each housed 12 electric lamps that lit the field. The pitch misses high, 1-0. That each stand was equivalent to 30,000 candles. That was your other option for lighting things up at night at the time. Well, I guess kerosene lamps maybe. The 1-0. Big swing and a foul tip at the plate on a fastball up in the zone. A ball and a strike. And the towers were hooked up to a shed that they had constructed, which had two engines that were running to then power three electric generators, which then provided the power to the electric lights around the ballpark. Lloyd ready, holding the 1-1. Hit in the air out to right field, not deep. Over and in comes Sosa, the right fielder. He makes the catch, two away. That one is off the end of the bat. So King holds to first. There are two outs. 4-1 Bay Sox, top seven. Back to the top of the Sens order with left hand hitting Philip Glasser. He is 1-for-3. The reporting was that, no, I mean, of course these lights aren't as good as playing in the daytime, which is what lights nowadays are pretty much like, but they did the job. Folks said it was pretty clear to see. Pitch, Glasser squaring, bunts it foul, third base side, nothing in one. And the game was called after 9 innings. It was 16-16, and they called it not because of darkness or issues with the lights, but because the players had to catch the last boat back to Boston. Stranded somewhere out on the bay otherwise. Nothing in one. A throw over to first, but King was only a step and a half off the bag and quickly lunged back. Lloyd worked the clock the whole way down. The 0-1. Up and in, and Glasser held up on a swing, but it tipped the handle or somewhere in the middle part of the bat, that fastball up and in. And so it is nothing and two on Glasser, who uses his timeout. You know, it's one of the many great things about baseball, and I know that that's not affiliated ball, that 1880 story that I was referencing, but you can go back 145 years and find cool stories. The 0-2 is up and away with the runner going. The throw down to second. It's not in time. King steals second, his 14th stolen base with the Senators. Put himself out there in scoring position with two outs. 1-2 the count to Glasser. And after 1880 and until Major League Baseball adopted lights in the middle late 30s, there were all sorts of experiments with night games. As the 1-2's a foul tip into the mitt. Strike three, out number three. So nothing of the one out hit. It's stretch time here in Bowie. Bay Sox 4, Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
This Harrisburg ball of the bullpen is brought to you by Chesapeake Grill & Deli. Check them out at eatchesapeake.com. Now pitching for the Senators, left-handed pitcher number 44, Lucas Nolan. Leading off for your Bay Sox in the bottom of the seventh inning is a left fielder number 18, Doug Hodo.
Last of the seventh inning in Bowie. Bay Sox leading the Senators 4-1. Dafler called to the bullpen, left-handed throwing. Lucas Knowles is on for his second Senators appearance of the season. First to face him, right-hand batting Doug Hodo, who is 0-2. Knowles out of the stretch at all times, deals a swing and a miss on a nice changeup, diving below the knees at 83. Nothing in one. So Luke Young goes a scoreless inning. He allowed a double and then struck out three. Knowles in a high glove set. The Bremerton, Washington native deals a breaking ball pulled on the ground sharply foul. Nothing in two. So Knowles last year as well pitched well for the Senators. 27-year-old. On to hold the score here. There's a left-hander warming in the Bay Sox bullpen. The 0-2 misses low. Couldn't get him to chase that changeup again, 1-2. Talking about that game in 1880 between Bostonian department stores that was staged under electric lights. There's another interesting game in 1910 in a similar sort of story. The 1-2 hit in the air down the right field line, foul out of play. This was just a few days ago on or this day in baseball history, but from Southside Park where at the time, 1910, the White Sox played in Chicago. A couple of amateur teams had a night game. The 1-2, high out of the zone, 2-2. But they did not use electric incandescent lamps. They used candle power arc lights, some 137,000 candle power arc lights. I don't even know how that could have worked as the 2-2 misses inside 3-2. I tried to look up some kind of depictions and really couldn't find them. I mean, I recognize that 137,000 candles would provide quite a lot of light, but enough to play a ball game? Yeah. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball popped up. Third baseline on the infield. Caden Wallace coming in and a couple steps in foul territory. Makes the catch about 35 feet up the line, one away. Had him to pop up a slider that was probably a little up out of the zone for ball four. Of course, Lucas and the Sens will take it. We turn back over to the top of the Bay Sox order. Here's Austin Overn, left-hand hitter who is 1-for-3 with a run scored. That game took place in 1910. The first as the pitch to over and misses in 1-0. The first American League game played at night didn't come till 1939. And baseball for the long, we've talked about this on broadcasts before, baseball for the longest time averse to playing in the evening, as the 1-0 is a big breaking ball that drops in at the top of the zone at 80 miles an hour, 1-1. Which is interesting. I'd have to go back and read more accounts from folks who were running teams and involved in baseball then to get the full reasonings why, as the 1-1 is lined softly into right field for a hit. Stayed back long enough on a low and away slider to dump it into right for the Bay Sox eighth hit of the night. Senators have only retired Chesapeake 1-2-3 once. That was back in the second. Otherwise, there's been plenty of traffic. There's been one walk to go along with the eight hits. 4-1 Bay Sox, bottom seven, one on and one out. Here's right-hand batting Aaron Estrada, who is 2-for-3. Knowles set chest high, kicks and deals. Fastball high out of the zone. It's 1-0. Overn has already stolen a base tonight. He is 15 of 16 stealing bases for the Bay Sox. One zero, low and in, 2-0. You got Creed Willems, a dangerous batter on deck, and Tomas Sosa, who homered back in the first inning, beyond him. Could use a ground ball right at Kevin Mate here. 2-0. In the dirt, 3-0. Now some trouble. It's left-hander Micah Ashman warming for the Bay Sox. Likely to see him in the eighth after two scoreless innings from right-hand throwing Daniel Lloyd. 3-0. Knowles in a long hold. Kicks and throws. Ball four inside, so he follows up the one-out single with a four-pitch walk of Estrada, who is 3-for-4 reaching base tonight. Here is left-hand batting Creed Willems. There's a brief conversation between K-Bear Ruiz and Knowles on the mound, trying to reset the left-hander, who's trying to get back into game shape. Pitched nicely his first time at the Sens over the weekend. Willems is 0-for-1. He walked and scored in the first, laid down a sack bunt RBI in the third, and then lined out to right field in the fifth. 56 RBIs on the season to lead the Bay Sox roster, and a man in scoring position for him here. Pitch fouled away in the air off to the left and well out of play. Beyond the confines of the ballpark, out to the parking lot somewhere. Nothing in one. One run, three hits, no errors for Harrisburg. Four runs, eight hits, no errors for Chesapeake. Overn from second to Estrada from first. Knowles, the 0-1. Hit in the air out to left field and deep. Jason Glasser back towards the corner and just shy of the warning track there in front of the 309 marker. He makes the catch. Quickly firing it into Seaver King and holding the runners to first and second. And fastball on the inner third, and Willems just couldn't get his hands in enough to get good bat on that. Remember that the corners are awfully short. I mentioned 309 there in the left field corner. It's the same in right field. And then the walls jut back. But if you get a ball towards the foul poles, you got a good chance to get it out. Tomas Sosa in the left-handed box now. The pitch, fastball strike, nothing and one. Now Sosa, it did not matter where we were playing the ball game. His home run cleared by quite a lot, hit at about 390 feet. It was 107 miles an hour off the bat. Long fly ball. Two on, two out. The 0-1. Fouled back and to the left and nothing and two. Well, Luke Young got himself into early trouble with a leadoff double in this sixth and responded by striking out the next three. Here, Knowles putting men on first and second with a hit and walk with one out. Now a strike away from stranding a couple more base runners. Bay Sox leading 4-1, bottom seven. Ready with the 0-2. Here it comes. Taken outside, a fastball at 91 miles an hour, 1-2. Griff O'Farrell, who's had a good ball game, 2-for-3, would be next. So, especially with the lefty-lefty matchup here, this is the guy you want to attack, even with the home run earlier in the game. 1-2, breaking ball fouled straight back into the net, holding 1-2. Another right-hander warming in the Senators' bullpen. Looks like Jack Sinclair. Knowles trying to get out of this inning himself and keep the score. A three-run deficit. Give the Sens offense a little more time. Another 1-2. Breaking ball again, fouled back. That one, a slider. The previous slider was over the plate. This one was below the knees, well off the outside, but Sosa defensively swinging to get a piece of bat on it. He looks a lot bigger than what he's listed, 6'3", 160, but he's a big kid there in the left-handed box, mentioned just 20 years old. 1-2 again, is bounced to the left side, past the dive of Wallace into left for a hit. O'Vern around third, he scores easily as Glasser just throws a 2-3rd. It's first and second still, and the Bay Sox lead 5-1 in the seventh. Seeing eye single, if you will, because Seaver King, the shortstop, was playing up the middle, and that was a fastball well off the outside edge, and Sosa just threw the bat out there and ended up finding empty dirt in the left side of the infield and ending Lucas Knowles' evening. So one run home in the frame, another two still on base. Stafford called to the bullpen today about the new pitcher when we come back. On ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store. Last of the seventh inning, Bay Sox have scored a run in the frame to extend their lead 5-1 over the Senators, and Chesapeake still with men on first and second, two outs. Stafford called to the bullpen, brings on right-handed throwing Jack Sinclair against right-hand batting Griff O'Farrell, who is 2-for-3 with a run scored and a double. First pitch to him, a slider over the inner third at 78, nothing and one. RBI base hit from Tomas Sosa, who has driven in three of the five Bay Sox runs tonight. Throwback to second, Mate's tag on the headfirst dive of Estrada is not in time. He was leaning and well off the bag, but you get a lot of time to still try and make it back, especially at second. Sinclair doing the turn and throw, spin move, the 0-1. Slider outside, a ball and a strike. O'Farrell flied out to right his first time, but then he singled and scored in the first, or rather the fourth, and then doubled to lead off the sixth. 1-1. High out of the zone, a fastball at 92. Two balls and a strike. He's the sixth batter of the inning. Knowles is responsible for the two men on. Estrada getting huge leads off second. The 2-1 misses outside, 3-1. Sosa not being held on at first. Bossier playing behind him, well off the line. The 3-1 fouled away off to the right. 3-2. Senators will have 2, 3, 4 in the order due up in the eighth to try and make a big effort at cutting into this Bay Sox lead. Just 3 hits for the Senators in comparison to 9 hits for the Bay Sox. Senators pitching just giving up gobs of base runners over the last week or so. The 3-2, runners going, a check swing foul ball to the Bay Sox on deck circle, and Chesapeake really going through the twigs tonight. That's a broken bat, or at least it sounded like it, and Farrell's heading over to the dugout for a new one. Indeed, he does get a new one. I think that's the third broken bat. That was a fastball way up and inside. And the check swing, it just cracked it. Didn't snap it. Maybe a full swing probably would have sent the barrel out to second base or so. So again, the runners will be off with the pitch. Getting huge head starts with already massive leads. Another 3-2. Fouled away. Holding 3-2. Just came at him with a fastball right there at 93. Holding the count. This next pitch will be the eighth of the at-bat. Sinclair having to work hard right away. Left-hand batting, switch hitter who will be batting left, Ethan Anderson, would be next. Sinclair ready, another 3-2. Taken high out of the zone for ball four, and the bases are loaded with 2 outs. There have been 2 hits and 2 walks issued in the inning. And now Chesapeake with an opportunity to really crack this game open. It's already a tall enough order for the Senators' offense, trailing by 4 at this point. And here is Ethan Anderson in the left-handed box, 1-for-3, singled back in the fourth, struck out his last time. Pitch to him, taken outside, a fastball at 93, 1-0. Nowhere to put him. You have Estrada at third, Sosa at second, O'Farrell at first. 1-0. Up and in, turning Anderson out of the way. 2-0. The double-A debuts for Sosa and O'Farrell, they've had good nights. Sosa's 2-for-4, 3 RBIs, a home run. O'Farrell is 2-for-3 with a walk. The 2-0 popped up. Left side of the infield, Wallace tracking it. Just behind third base, straddling the foul line. He makes the catch, out number 3. But the Bay Sox score another run on a couple of hits. They leave the bases loaded. We head on to the eighth. It's the Bay Sox 5 and the Senators 1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3 and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
This Bay Sox Fall of the Bullpen is brought to you by EBA, the Government Employees Benefits Association. EBA, its best trusted financial partner. Find out more online at GEBA.com. Now pitching for your Bay Sox, left-handed pitcher number 36, Micah Ashman. Thank you.
off for the Senators on top of the eighth inning, the catcher number 21, Maxwell Romero Jr.
Eighth inning, Senators trailing 5-1. Max Romero Jr. is to the left-handed box. He actually came on at the end of the sixth inning. Missed that. Tell you about the new pitcher as well and the action. Here's Terry Byram.
Thank you very much, Frankie. Micah Ashman is on, left-hander for the Bay Sox. Tall left-hander, sets with his hands below his belt and delivers the first pitch for a ball to Romero. Ashman, 15 innings of work at 3 ERA, 0-1 with the Bay Sox. Romero hitting 203 with the Senators. He has slowed down the last couple of weeks as the pitch is a strike, 1-1. He does have 7 home runs, and he has driven in 45. 5-1, the Bay Sox lead 8th inning on this Tuesday night. Breaking ball is high, 2 balls and a strike. I heard Frankie talking about 127,000 candles. I have no idea what that was about, but I think it had something to do with a night game. But I don't know about real candles.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
It was candle light as the pitch is swung on it. Well, you know, they measure light by candles.
Candle power arc lights, that's how it was described.
And so what year was this?
1910
Chicago.
I was talking about another game as well.
Here's a drive foul. There was a game back in, I think I saw it today, in 1880.
That's what I was talking
about.
That
was played with some
electrical lights.
Yeah. Yeah. Was not a major league game. It was a. It was over on the Cape, right?
Yeah, it was just between
the 2-2. Swing and a miss at a curveball, and there is one out.
It was just somewhere else on the bay, not far from Boston. Just a couple of department stores in Boston. Fielding teams that went and played a ball game under electrical lights.
Now I wonder if this game. I always go there. So in Boston, there's department stores that have really nice clothes, even in 1880, right? And baseball is being played as the first pitch.
Oh yes,
is a ball up and in to Brandon Bossier, and they are going to play a baseball game under lights. And west of the Mississippi, they were just running around stealing cows, shooting each other. Here's the 1-0 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, 1-1. I mean, could the country have been much more different then?
Yeah, it's amazing. It's amazing.
Wyatt Earp probably saw the Yankees play. Well, they were called the Highlanders, and then
Yankees. He would have seen them eventually.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
He was a highfalutin guy at the end.
Yeah, he was. Here's the 1-1 pitch, and it's a swing and a miss, 1-2. You have to wonder, though, even in the 30s when the first games were played under lights, just what that was like. Now, you see pictures in those light towers. I don't know how they held them all, but they might be 50 or 60 bulbs as a swing and a miss at a high fastball, and there are 2 outs on 2 strikeouts, and here is Carlos De La Cruz. Might be, I say, light bulbs, 60 or so lights on each tower. And there might be 8 towers around a Major League Stadium. I mean, they did everything they could. I wonder what the bill was. Wonder how much electricity was back in those days.
Well, back then, you know, you pay.
Maybe there was no charge. They hadn't even advanced that far. You just plug in and we have this thing as the pitch is swung on and fouled off by Carlos De La Cruz.
No one had figured out yet how to.
How to make
how
money
to capitalize on other people.
Well, I'm not sure. Wow. Maybe just the light part. You wonder why more teams fought the whole concept as the pitch is fouled off. Though I think everybody but the Cubs had lights within several years, and then it was the Cubs that.
Well, people don't like change as it is, and then baseball people are the least of. Like change less than everybody else. So.
I don't like it either. That's why I have the same socks and underwear I've had on since the beginning of the month. The pitch is low. Well, the beginning of the last month.
Oh, boy.
1-2.
I wasn't going to ask what that smell was.
An off-speed pitch down. Well, change is hard for me. The 1-2 pitch tapped foul into the Bay Sox on deck circle, and it remains 1-2. Nationals are leading the Marlins 5-2 in the bottom of the eighth inning. Good ball game happening in Cincinnati. The Blue Jays 10-8 over the Reds in the seventh. That's fun. 1-2 is fouled off out of play off to the right.
Reds had a nice come-from-behind win against the Blue Jays yesterday, scoring three runs in the ninth.
Today the Blue Jays led 4-1 and then scored four more in the second. A swing and a miss, and he strikes out the side. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Senators are down in this one by a score of 5-1 on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Leaf Guard, proud sponsor of minor league baseball. Leaf Guard is the industry's premier maintenance-free gutter system that keeps leaves and pests out while directing water away from your home. Never clean your gutters again with Leaf Guard. Get your free quote today by visiting leafguard.com. Leaf Guard, get it today, protect it for life. Leading off for your Bay Sox, at the bottom of the eighth inning, the third baseman number six, Max Wagner.
Bottom of the eighth inning, Senators down 5-1. Jack Sinclair is still out on the mound. Max Wagner, Brandon Butterworth, and Doug Hodo. 7-8-9 for the Bay Sox. Sinclair deals, and the first pitch sweeps wide, 1-0. Frankie and I were talking about lighting of ballparks. And what I wonder is, I went to my first night game in the major leagues in 1972, the A's and the Red Sox in Oakland, as the pitch is lined sharply into center for a base hit. That's the 10th hit of the night for the Bay Sox, and here is Brandon Butterworth. Well, I wonder, as an example from when Candlestick Park opened in 1960 through when it closed in 1999, I wonder how often they did a complete redo of the lighting system, because were they generally the same type of lights from 1960 on? And then I wonder the ballparks that are older than that, though there is only one actually now, as the pitch is lined, caught in short by King. He throws back to first, and it's a double play. Well, Wagner was caught in no man's land. It looked like he didn't know what to do. King thought about letting that ball drop until he realized Wagner was off halfway between first and second. And so that is a Seltzer's Lemonade Bologna double smoke double play. And with two outs, here is Doug Hodo. But only Fenway Park is left now. I think, and I'm as a high fly, yeah, this game's going too fast. High fly ball to right field, and Nerano makes the catch. Lead off single, and then a double play. We go to the ninth, and it's 5-1 Bay Sox on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by Ashley Home Store.
Yeah.
Bay Sox Fall of the Bullpen is brought to you by EBA, the Government Employees Benefits Association. Find out more online at GEBA.com. Now pitching for your Bay Sox, right-handed pitcher number 39, Carter Rustad.
Top half of the ninth inning, it is 5-1. Bay Sox are on top, and Carter Rustad is on for the Bay Sox. Kobe Martin will take you home tonight, but I'll let you know that Altoona has defeated Richmond 9-3, and with the Senators' loss, would put them four games behind, and the number to eliminate the Senators, if the Senators don't rally here, to eliminate the Senators wins by Altoona and losses combination of by the Senators would be 7. That would be getting into 1964 Phillies range as the first pitch to Sam Brown is inside for a ball, 1-0. It's been a disappointing last few days, beginning with Friday night for the Senators. If you saw online as the pitch is tap foul, Mick Reinhardt in his Mayflies and Big Flies blog, he was writing about how everything looked like it was in favor of the Senators after the game on Thursday, and then how that just suddenly changed.
And shockingly so.
Yes. The 1-1 pitch is hit in the air into shallow center. Overn is there waiting, and he makes the catch, and there is one out. But this is just another game. Senators with just 3 hits on Sunday. They have 3 hits tonight. They had 4 hits Saturday night. They had 7 hits on Friday night. So that's 11, 14, just 17 hits, much less runs in their last 4 games.
Only 6 runs in that time.
Here's Caden Wallace. He is 0-for-3. First pitch to Caden is outside for a ball, and it's 1-0.
Compared to 36 allowed. Or, 36.
1-0. The 1-0 pitch. Lined into left field sharply, and that's in for a base hit. That ball was hit hard. And here is Joe Naranjo. The Senators trail by 4.
The right fielder, number 20, Joe Naranjo.
Needs some base runners and a big swing. And eventually, all that's going to happen. Maybe it'll happen right now. It's hard to tell. But sometimes when something like that starts happening, it just keeps happening.
Just need one to fall in the right way.
Yeah, they haven't hit into a whole lot of good luck. You talked earlier, there were a couple of broken bats that were hits for the Bay Sox earlier as the fastball is inside, and Senators, all that stuff. There was a ball hit by Carlos De La Cruz earlier tonight that in the first inning, actually, with interference called on it. And just some bad luck. 1-0. The 1-0 pitch is high, fastball, and it's 2-0. Yeah, they list that pitch, and it comes this way in major league ballparks as well as here because it's all out of the system as the 2-0 is in the dirt. All fastballs, almost all fastballs, are listed as sinkers.
True, yeah.
Because of the movement on the ball and what the system reads them as. But they're fastballs. They may not be four-seam fastballs. Most guys aren't throwing sinkers at 98. 3-0. And the 3-0 is right down the middle with Joe Naranjo taking.
Yeah, I would imagine that the majority of those that we see called sinkers are just two-seam fastballs.
That may be. That's correct, yes. Maybe not, though. It's the 3-1, and that is high ball four. And so there's two on. The Senators need one more base runner to bring the tying run to the plate. And here is Seaver King. He is one out of three. I would have to ask somebody because there's most of them are considered sinkers, and most pitchers throw more four-seam than two-seams. So that's what's interesting about that. So here is Seaver King. He singled his last time up. First pitch is fouled off out of play, straight back, and the count is 0-1. Somerset beat New Hampshire 1-0. Hartford is leading 2-1 over Reading in the bottom of the eighth inning, and they have Somerset has a half-game lead on Hartford, and I think it was 2.5 on Portland.
One and a half.
That's
Portland
right.
Portland won today.
And Portland beat Erie 8-1, so that's turned into quite the race. The 0-1 is outside. Fredericksburg leads by 2 games in their division, and I haven't seen their score tonight. But this is the last week of A play. The A leagues are all done. And Carolina's leading Fredericksburg 9-5, and that is the team that is in second place. So they are poised to shave a game off. 1-1 on Seaver King, and the 1-1 is inside, 2 balls and a strike. And now jogging out to the mound is the pitching coach, Jordy Henry, for the Bay Sox. Seaver is not a guy that walks a whole lot. He has walked just 20 times, and this is his 70th game. Out to the mound is Brian Laws. Tomorrow night, it is Alex Clemmy on the mound for the Senators. Another of the young left-handers. I would expect that a whole lot of this team returns for next year. Especially the starting pitching. All young. 2-1 on King. Rustad delivers, and the 2-1 swing and a miss at a fastball, and it's 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Runners lead first and second, and the 2-2 is fisted to second base. There is a tag and a throw to first, and it is a double play. It looked like they tagged Joe Naranjo. Naranjo wants there to be a conversation. There is no conversation. He ran trying to avoid the tag and was tagged, and that turned into a 4-3 game-ending double play. No runs on a hit, no errors, and a man left. Orlando DeShields out there having a conversation, but to no avail. The Senators fall tonight by a score of 5-1.
Well, it's just it's particularly unfortunate considering the timing here of the end of the season. But this is just about the roughest stretch of ball games that the Senators have had the whole season, and it's coming here at the end. Just really not much of anything going right for the team, whether it be on the mound, out in the field, on the base paths, at the plate. It's just it's been a tough go of it the last few days.
It has indeed been a tough go of it. Kobe Martin will take you home tonight when we return with the postgame show coming up next on ESPN 96.5, 95.3, and 1400, presented by the Ashley Home Store.
The right fielder number 16 in his double-A debut, Tomas Sosa. Fans, we thank you for joining us.